Okay, so one and two and three and four.
Baba yetu yetu liye bingu li yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu liye.
Stephanie, tell me about the North Fork Community Chorus.
The North Fork Community Chorus, it's a group of about 30 individuals, all volunteers from the area here, who all enjoy choral music. They're at various stages in learning choral music. Some of them have sung for years. Some of them, this is their first time ever singing with a choir. And they just get together once a week, and we perform all sorts of choral music. This time it's American choral music.
How did the chorus get started?
It was the chorus directed by Dale Socek. It was over, they would perform in the church just across from Stop and Save up here. And they would perform once a year, they would perform for Christmas. And a couple of years ago, Dale Socek passed away. And the choir since then, they've done a few things, but it's sort of been kind of dissipating over time. And I was actually approached by the Blue Sage a little while ago, who was approached by Gretchen Nikloff to kind of consolidate the North Fork Community Chorus under the Blue Sage umbrella. So that's the origin. It goes back quite a ways, but this is sort of a new version of that older choir.
With this new choir, I guess, what is new?
What is new? Originally, it was a very small select group of people who were invited to sing. So it was sort of a by invitation only kind of chorus. And they would sing initially exclusively Handel's Messiah. And so now what we're trying to do with the new chorus is we're trying to bring it to more of the community. We're trying to allow more of the community to participate. And we're also trying to expand the range of music that's done. We're going to attempt to do 3 concerts a year instead of just the one. And we're just going to sort of expand it to be an actual permanent choral music presence within the community.
Who are your participants? What ages are they? And what backgrounds do they come from?
As with most choirs, they come from all walks of life. I mean, our youngest in there right now is 12 years old, and the oldest one is somewhere in their late 70s, early 80s. I haven't been able to pin it down yet. There are all ranges in between there. There's a group of teenagers who are singing with us. There are some people who are well into retirement, and then some who have regular day jobs. So it's a little bit of everybody. They come from all backgrounds, all professions, just people who like to sing.
Where does your passion for choral music come from?
I've been singing in choir since I was about 4. I started singing in church choir actually here at Sacred Heart Catholic Church with my family. And I tallied it up the other day, and it was under about 36 different choral conductors over the years through festivals and college and high school and everything. When I got to college, I actually really enjoyed the choral program there. I was at University of Colorado Boulder, and I took all of the classes that I could in choral conducting and choral repertoire, and vocal technique and all of those sorts of things. So that was kind of my passion and my own individual focus while I was getting my degree there.
You are a recent graduate. Is this your first official conducting gig?
Yes. I've done assistant conducting positions before, but this is my first sort of leadership role as the primary conductor of an ensemble. Yes.
You have a concert coming up in August. What will you be performing, and when and where is that happening?
So that concert will be August 22nd, and it'll be at 7 p.m. at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts. And it'll be a concert of all American composers from 1900 to present day. So there's some living composers, everything from Copland to most recently Eric Whitaker, Morton Lordson, some things like that. We're trying to cover spirituals, folk songs, vocal jazz, a bunch of different things just to kind of get a picture of American music in the last couple hundred years.
That was Stephanie Hellickson, the music director and conductor of the North Fork Community Chorus. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Two.